Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
I hope you've been praising and worshiping with our extended praise and worship this morning. Our God is awesome. Break every chain. There is just so much that I thank God for revealing in the power of praise and worship when we're able to just really let go and let God. So I am praying that this red bar does not interrupt my ability to interact with you this morning, because I am on the road and I am grateful that my husband was able to set things up so that we could connect in the studio, and our faithful moderators are in the room on Clubhouse to assist when I do need to go a little quiet in order to take care of the business of the conference where I am in Las Vegas. So I've been on more planes in the friendly skies than most, and it's just going to continue for the next couple of weeks, actually 8 weeks plus. But I just thank God for safe traveling journeys to and fro and for the ability to do what he has given me to do. So let me just say that praise and worship, I was in my own little space of just glorifying God. And I hope that each of you, as we join together for the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, that you are constantly finding your space and your time to fellowship with God. That's when we get deeply acquainted with him. My pastor, that many of you who followed me know, that transitioned back into, used to talk about being acquainted with God. And I understood what she was saying. You know, people can know God, but be acquainted, your own personal relationship with God, being able to really see him as your father, to really see him as your elder brother, to see him as the author and the finisher of your faith, and not just the ability to quote scripture and to memorize information, but to get acquainted so you can get the revelation of who God is, because God can't be learned. He has to be revealed. And I understand that so much more now than I did in my earlier days and walk in this faithpreneur journey, that acquainting yourself with God gives you a level of understanding, a level of peace in the storm, a level of clarity when you focus on what it is that God has promised and not what it is that you see. And last week we went into the formula that God gave me of really understanding what that next level of revelation is. So this praise and worship for me this morning, my husband picked the songs and he decided which ones to create our praise and worship medley. And he couldn't have picked the better four to get into where we are today for praise and worship. And the scripture that came up as I was looking at what to prepare as encouragement, because that's what this platform is. God has created this safe place for faithpreneurs to gather, for us to be able to share our stories, our testimonies, to get the training and development that is required for us to be able to be good stewards of everything that God has given us, to leave an inheritance for our children's children. And it's a process, and the enemy will try to fight you tooth and nail every step of the way, that all that he knows, because here's the deal. He knows who you are. He knows who God called you to be. But if he can trip you up, if he can distract you along the way, then you give up hope, because the information and everything around you is totally contrary to the promise. And in that middle, in that waiting for that manifestation, you learn the language that will sustain you. You learn the ability to hold on and believe the word of God, right? Because that's what you're being fought on the most, your belief, your ability to still believe when it seems like all hope is lost, your ability to still praise God in the midst of everything around you seeming like it's sinking sand. He is trying to attack your belief system. He is trying to attack your language. He is trying to torment you and say, oh, I thought you said God was going to do so and so. I thought he promised X, Y, and Z, but it didn't happen yet. It's not happening. I don't think it's going to happen. You know that's impossible. Those are the words that he will try to plant. So those seeds of doubt can take root in your mind. And then you get overwhelmed thinking about how impossible something looks instead of focusing on the fact that we serve a God who really can do all things but fail, who did not bring you this far to leave you, who is leading, guiding, and directing every step of your journey. And even the moments that don't feel good, because trust me, I know about that, that feel very uncomfortable, that feel like, hey, Jesus, can we have a little conversation here on the bench? Like, what's going on? Put somebody in on this leg of the race, Lord. He has you prepared. He has everything conspiring towards your good, and your faith will continue to fight for you and make room for the places and spaces that God has created for you to occupy. So I just want you to be encouraged this morning as I encourage myself. We got to move from the confession of I know God can do it to really believing that it is already done. Now, that is a leap of faith. That is where your conversation has to shift, because if you're around people who don't have that level of belief, who don't have that level of faith, it'll trip you up, because then they're like, well, you know, I know we're trusting God, but if you hear somebody start with that, run for the hills. If you are in your own faith walk and your faith journey and you're trusting God, you don't need people in your ear. Just like Job and his friends, they were like, oh, check this out, homie. Look like you done did something wrong with Jesus. Look like you did something wrong with God. You might as well curse God and die. I don't know. You might as well this and that. They were saying the wrong things because their limited perspective didn't allow them to think that it could have just been a trial, that Job really didn't do anything wrong. He was just being tested. And sometimes we are in those situations where you're just being tested. It's not that you did something wrong, that you're outside of the will of God, but God knows he can trust you. God knows that whatever you face, you will not turn your back on him, that you will still give him the glory. You will still give him the praise. You will still hold on. You will use the weapons that he has given you to be able to strengthen yourself in the battle, because we're in the battlefield of life every single day. So that belief has to be undergirded and strengthened. That's why he created churches and places of worship, so that his people could gather and be in community, where you're focused on the truth of God's word, where you're lifting up praises, and those praises that go up really allow for the blessings to go down. When we activate those angels, the ministering angels that are around us that are just waiting for a job, and some of them are just chilling. They just sitting back in the cut because we haven't activated them to move on our behalf, to call down the prayers in the storehouse that have gone up, prayers that your grandmother prayed, that your grandfather prayed, that your mother's mother's mother prayed, those efficacious prayers that never die, because God hears them, and we can call down those deliverance prayers. We can call down those chain breaking prayers. We can call down all of the blessings that are stored up on our behalf. But see, the enemy doesn't want us to know about that. He doesn't want us to know how to use our voices, to open up our mouths, to get acquainted with God so we can have that personal relationship with him, to really surrender. And that surrender is not easy. You know, I'm like the kids. I keep it 100 in here. It is a development process to be able to fight against the wiles of the enemy, to use everything that we've received, to put on the full armor so that we can stand against the wiles, because he will try to torment you. Tormenting spirits are real. We are spirit beings having a human experience. So if he can get in and torment your spirit, it takes you off. It's like you're losing your balance. And you're like, I'm trusting God, but I'm holding on. But every time that but comes in, that's an inch for the enemy to try to come and overthrow your mind, your belief. But we come against that today. Last week, we were decreeing and declaring what we're trusting God for. And this week, we're going to take the decrees to another level. And we're just going to thank him for what we cannot see. We're going to thank him for the chains being broken. We're going to thank him for the ways being open. We're going to thank him for all the pieces of the puzzle that he's putting into place. We're going to thank him for the ability for us to understand in a deeper way who he has called us to be. We're going to confuse the enemy, because no matter what your situation is, whether it is physical, financial, relational, social, I don't care what problem has come up against you today, we're just going to thank God for deliverance. We're going to thank God for breakthrough. We're going to continue that decree and declaring the goodness of God with the thanks, with the praise that comes along with it, so we can keep our mind focused on God. When I opened up my Bible app this morning, the verse that was there was 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. And I said, oh, well, Jesus, this one for me. It's no strength of my own that can get something done. It is truly God. It is his strength. It is his battle. Right? I think it's Yolanda Adams that sings that song. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. It's his battle. We've told the world we believe that he is real. His word is true, and it'll never return unto him void. He's the one that said he is our light and our salvation. He's the one that said there's nothing impossible with him. We are bringing his word back to him to strengthen our spirit man so that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. We can stand against all of the fiery darts of temptation, distraction, aggravation, and what seems impossible. And we can truly put into action what it is that God has given us so that we can praise him on credit. Hey, somebody, can you praise God on credit? Can you go back and review in your mind what he has done before? So if he did it before, he can do it again. He's been bringing his people through over and over and over and over. The Bible is a testimony of what God has done before to remind us of what he is still capable of doing. He didn't stop speaking. He didn't stop moving. He didn't stop healing. He didn't stop opening doors. He didn't stop making a way. He is still doing that. But we are able to grow, especially as faithpreneurs in our walk, by changing our language and continuing to give him the praise. What was the formula that I shared with you last week? Belief plus action equals faith. So today we're going to attack the enemy with his own tricks. We're not going to let him get in our belief system. We're going to believe God and we're going to trust God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we are going to continue to praise him, because the more we praise him, that's where the strength comes from. The more we glorify him, that's where the peace resides. The more that we get acquainted with the God of our salvation, that is how we're able to conquer the enemy. That belief system, people talk about it in so many different ways. And it's truly where that area of breakthrough lies. If you can hold on to the promise, if you can train your spirit man to not get distracted by what's going around, but to focus on whose you are. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. So holding on to that continues to strengthen us and give us the capacity and the ability to move forward and do what God has called us to do. So last week we were declaring and decreeing. That's it. I don't want to hear nothing else. Stick to the room focus, which was declarations. And we're going to take those declarations and we're going to take it to the next level with the praise in our mouth, opening our mouth. I didn't really understand how important it was to really open our mouth and speak, because we can meditate inwardly. We can praise when somebody else is praising. We can, you know, just in our mind go through everything, but something happens when you shake and shift the atmosphere by opening up your mouth and speaking to those things that are not as if they are, opening your mouth and declaring and decreeing, opening your mouth and giving God the praise so the blessings can fall down. So today we're going to open up our mouth. And as we always do in our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP community, we are going to tell everybody who you are, where you're calling in from, what you're grateful for, and then you're going to open up your mouth and thank God for what it is that you personally have declared and decreed, and now you're in the praise for it. You're thanking him in advance of seeing it in the natural because you know it's already done. So before we get started with that, I just want to, again, thank everyone for their prayers. They're covering the messages that you send me as my schedule has severely shifted with even more wonderful and amazing ways that God is allowing me to use the skills, gifts, and talents that he has given me in the world as international president and CEO of Zeta, as the chief brilliance officer for CNG Enterprises, and the chief faithpreneur for Destiny Designers University. Yep. I got a lot going on, but God gave me a lot to use, so I'm not making no apologies. I'm using everything that he has given me to be a blessing in the world. And I'm trying to look at the calendar when I can really just catch up and share all the various things that have been happening. Every now and then I'll share a piece here and there on social media when I get a chance, but this really is a part of all the info and intel that will be included in my keynote at Faithpreneur Weekend 2023. So the updated information on how we're doing Faithpreneur Weekend, that is shortly going to drop. So you'll have an opportunity to participate in seeing the first couple of programming pieces on the Faithpreneur TV network. Ooh, pray for me. I'm walking this faith walk out just like year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, and now year six. Oh, Jesus, we out here. So we are putting pieces in place in the room for those who are in Clubhouse. There's a special link, a private link. It's not a public link. But for those who said, Dr. Stacy, I want to partner with you in this work, we need to make sure that we're opening up the pathways for all faithpreneurs to be able to maximize and leverage and utilize media. And I want to be a part of that. We have an angel investor opportunity for you to join. I'm so grateful for the first five who did a couple of months back just to get the ball rolling so that we can have all the infrastructure to support the teams to really take us forward. And then we're going to have the live portion of Faithpreneur Weekend on August 19th. So you'll have travel opportunity to come in on that Friday, the 18th. And then we're going to close out the conference with the Faithpreneur VIP prayer breakfast. So we'll be sending out links and updates for all of that coming soon. But just pray for all the pieces. Share the link if you see it with those who might want to partner and join the opportunity, because money solves all things. And we need to make sure that we have what we need in place to really support this major global move for the Faithpreneur TV network. So I'm really excited about how God is doing what he does in this season, because every year it's a stretch of a testimony. Every year I go deeper in my faith walk. Every year I see God move in a different way. And every year I say the same thing. This one got to take the cake. I really don't even know how, what, where, when. But every year as I go back to my receipts, I can trust God on credit. Every time I go back to what he has done, I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's really nothing too hard for God. It might seem crazy for me. It might seem impossible on my end, but the God I serve can do all things but fail. And holding on to that is why being in communities of fellowship and worship are critically important, so that those around you can remind you of the goodness of God. Those around you can touch and agree that God can do all things but fail. And those who are still not yet evolved in their thinking, they got to sit somewhere else in the balcony of your life. They can't sit in your front row. In this season of manifestation and breakthrough, you have to watch the company you keep. You have to be able to know that you have people that know how to go before the throne, who know how to stay on the wall like Nehemiah and ain't coming down. So I'm getting a little excited. Let me calm down because I do got to get ready for my situations here. But I'm just grateful for those of you in our community who have benefited from what we have built here at Destiny Designers University and who are taking, implementing, and moving through the trajectory of what we have developed from emerging faithpreneurs to established faithpreneurs to empowered faithpreneurs who turn around and sow into the kingdom. So continued blessings to all of you. I want to thank God for my husband, my son. Schedule to manage and to deal with, but without their love and support and covering, I couldn't do any of what I'm doing. So I just give God praise. I thank him for all of those who come in this room every single week just to participate, whether you're able to open up your mic or not, but support D. Jason Hodge, Carmen Wealthpreneur, Dr. Rise, Minister Boyd when she is able to join, and Mother Gwen, PLC, so many people that come in to pour in and participate in what God is doing in this season. So I thank you all for being here. It was great getting a quick glimpse of Auntie Roz while I was down in Texas for Juneteenth and walking with the grandmother of Juneteenth, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Mother Opal Lee. And it was just wonderful. She was so happy that I was able to come down. And it's been a rigorous schedule of flying in there, flying out here to Vegas. But I just praise God that he's given me the strength for his name to get the glory and the praise, no matter the space, the place, or the opportunity that I occupy. So we are almost at the end of June. Dear Jesus, how did that happen? And there's quite a bit to be done to close out this month, almost through halfway in the year. So as we open up today and as we get started with our conversation, I just want to go back to the reminder of seeking the Lord and his strength. It's not going to be done by your strength. You're not that clever and that brilliant that it's going to work out all on you. You're going to have to turn this over to God, seek his face continually, remember the formula that we shared and went through last week that allows you to be able to praise God on credit. Belief plus action equals faith. And we know what strengthens our belief, and that is the word of God. When we get the prophetic word, that just reminds us of what we already know to be true, and that we can go deeper in receiving the revelation from God and not just the information that's around you. So today we are going to kick it off with just thanking God for what we have declared that it is already done. So I'm going to start that off, and I'm going to thank God for the full funding of the Faithpreneur TV network and thank him for how Faithpreneur 2023 is going to touch the masses globally and that all the needs are met. So that's my praise for my declaration. And we're going to start with the conference line first, and then we're going to jump on over into Clubhouse, and those who are there can share and join in the conversation. So if you are on the conference line and you're able to unmute, just press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and go ahead and let's hear your thanksgiving for your declaration.
This is Patricia. Right. I'm surprised
there
I was able
go,
to.
Patricia.
And I'm going to confess, I'm double dipping. So I wanted to jump on quick because I have to go to work.
Okay.
I'm Patricia Wyndon, Pat, a.k.a. the Factory Lady, calling in from Houston, Texas. I'm going to stick to the assignment. First, I'm going to say what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for this Faithpreneur family and for my health. And so what am I thanking God? I didn't get to declare and decree last week. So I'm going to be thankful and for making me a master student of action despite the distraction. Thanking God for helping me finish what I get started and do what I say and say what I do. I'm thanking God for my dreams coming true. I'm thankful that he's making me an inspiration for others, particularly women that are older and want to, you're never too old to follow your dreams. So I like inspiring women in that area, but I also want to be an inspiration for everyone, for men, for young people. And I'm thanking God for that. I'm thanking God for making me bold and courageous and being a soldier of God. I'm thanking God for prosperity. I'm thanking God in advance for breakthrough and everything that's not working in my life. And we're going to sum it up at that and let others talk. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Amen. Amen, Patricia. I hear that fire. I hear that Holy Ghost fire in your voice. And that is what we're talking about. And for Action Action Despite the Distraction Volume 2, everyone that pre-ordered the book will get a special opportunity at the live session. That's where we're going to be unveiling the book at Faith Fanora Weekend and on the 19th. So you'll get more information about that. So if you pre-ordered, you're going to have a special opportunity at the live portion of Faith Fanora Weekend 2023. And I love that you followed the assignment and you went and thanked God for what you have already declared and decreed. I'm so excited for you, Patricia. You could feel your strength because I could feel it bubbling up as you were saying it. That's the power in opening our mouth and giving God the praise. So you have a great day at work. Thank you for always tuning in, even when you are moving to and fro, because I feel and I can hear it, the shift. You're not the same Patricia who joined this family a couple years ago. The strength in your voice, the command in knowing who God has called you to be, it has continued to rise and it's continued to grow. And that's what I'm talking about. We are bold soldiers before the cross. So love you, sis, and you have an amazing day.
Thank you. And I did pre-order. So those that haven't, get your book. And also want to thank God in advance and stand in agreement for you getting all the financing you need to not only meet but exceed your goals and what we need.
Amen. Amen. I touch and agree on that. Y'all going to make me run through my hotel room. All right. Love you, sis. And you have an amazing day. Okay, let's see if anybody else is on the conference line before we jump into Clubhouse. Remember, your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what are you giving thanks for that you've already declared and decreed. Who's next on the conference line? Okay, I think those are still in listen only mode. And my brother, I'm going to turn it over to you to start moderating in the Clubhouse streets, because I need to shift and gather a couple of things together before I go down. And FYI, I'm on your time, my brother. It is 6:30 in the morning.
What's going on? Jesus.
Train my strength. I'm like doing East Coast work on West Coast time. This is more than an ocean. Y'all pray my strength. But over to you, my brother.
All right. Well, we've got Carmen Herrera, Carmen Wealth herself. Go ahead, Carmen. Mike, it's yours. Okay, she might be hidden towards the mic. Okay, we'll go to Dr. Smile while we're waiting for Carmen. All right, Mike, it's yours.
Hey, Dr. Milk.
You don't even know who we are, but
we are a family reunion, so we are so grateful. But just wanted to say hey to Dr. Stacey. I don't know if she's still here.
Dr. Stacey.
I can hear you, my brother. How are you?
Hey, my sister, I'm good. I'm fixing to go drink some chocolate milk right now.
Go enjoy and give God some praise for the chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. Will do. Dr. Stacey, always good hearing your voice.
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, we love y'all. And our decree and declaration is the empowerment of family. We're in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We had a really good time, a Motown night on last night, just a good family time. And the thing about it is that folks were going through forgiveness. So we decree and declare that there is no residue of unforgiveness. So we love y'all. We're having a good time. Dr. Stacey, love you, y'all. I got a microwave moment with Doc and Scent Marshall. So that was awesome. And we walked in the heat. If Mother can do it, we can do it. Right, Dr. Stacey? So we did that thing. So we love y'all. Y'all have an awesome, awesome day in the Lord. This is Dr. Smile, Monday through Friday, 6:30 Central, Trucking God's Way, signing out. No, I have a voice, but I yield the mic.
All right. And we've got Carmen. We heard Carmen pop in on the mic. So, Carmen, mic is yours.
I said come back. I'm actually in the meeting. I Zoom meeting.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part. All right. We got Sister Gwen. All right. Mic is yours. All right, maybe Sister Gwen needs to pop back too. Okay, we'll go with Crystal.
We might try to get it together. You know, this is a multitasking.
Right. All right, Crystal, mic is yours. Tell us where you're calling from, your name, grateful for, and what you're declaring, what you're thankful for.
Good morning, good morning. I am Coach Crystal Henry from Dallas, Texas. I am so grateful and thankful for my mom, Crystal Dub Sara Gaynell Gaynor, who has just been on BET with a documentary. I am so grateful and thankful to be here, be alive, and be cancer-free. I am so grateful and thankful for what God is doing to take me, my son, to the next level. I declare and decree prosperity. I declare and decree abundance. Hallelujah, infinite abundance. And I am so grateful to be here to share with you amazing people on today. May the Lord kiss your day and bless you. I'm Coach Crystal. Have a great one.
Break it down, Coach Crystal. All right. Thanks for that one.
Love it.
That was good.
May the Lord kiss your day. I love that one. May the Lord kiss your day.
Yes, I did.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
That's what's up.
And you said that your mom, you're a Sora?
Yes, ma'am. Legacy.
All right, Sora. Well, look, we look forward to highlighting mom. You got to send us some information on what happened on BET.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely wonderful. Congratulations to you. And thank you for your love of Christ. I can hear that passion. See, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody following the instructions. We just giving God praise. We breaking strongholds. We kicking the devil in his head and his cross-eyed mother-in-law, as Bishop Tudor Bismarck would say. We getting it in today. All right. I'm going to mute my mic, David. I'm going to hate myself.
All right, we got Darren on the floor. Go ahead, Darren.
Oh, God. We picked him on. We picked up where we left off last week because y'all had me on the floor last week. All right, good morning, fam. This is Darren Smith. Back in Baltimore, Maryland, I was in D.C. last week. Grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, roof over my head, some food in the refrigerator. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to follow this script. I'm going to declare and be thankful for a prosperous, successful business this year. I'm getting, no, we don't have time for that. We don't have time right now, but I'm declaring and decreeing a prosperous and successful business this year. It's just going to happen. He knows everything, so I don't have to get into too much. Each of them, so I'll get a little excited here. This week, we talked about accountability. I'm going to put it, if you're going to be in the chat, the first book of Peter, chapter 5, verses 5 through 8, which says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober and diligent, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, he's not, of course, you know, he's not going to touch us because we all know why, but he knows why too. But that's not going to stop him. But we're not going to stop either. So, I mean, it's a serious battle out here in these streets. So he better call the people because we already got ours together. I don't know about him. So I'm declaring to create success, prosperity this year. To go back to what I was talking about, accountability. And Dr. Stacey, you know our brother Kareem is. And
but look,
you gotta know. You got to know, I think even, I think it was actually Les Brown who said, you got to know who's in your front row, because you can't have all these other, I mean, people are trying, you know.
Darren, yes, you know I love you, but you got to follow the instructions today. What's the declaration? You declared the word, you got to give thanksgiving. Uh-huh. For the roof today. So I appreciate the sister because that was the declaration. Now, what you giving God thanks for? We're going to stick to the focus of the room today, which is the thanksgiving on the declaration.
Yes, ma'am. I got to get excited. I'm sorry.
I love you. But yeah, let's stick to it now. We focusing here. We focusing. Okay?
Well, I'm focusing on declaring increased prosperity and success this year. Period.
With a period. That's what I'm talking about. Period. Period with the T. Period. So we thank you. Thank you, my brother. Love you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You have to apologize for the excitement and loving the Lord, but we want to keep the focus today on who we are, where we're tapping in from, what we're grateful for, and what we're thanking God. We declared a decree last week. Now we're taking it up a level and thanking Him for what it is that has already been done.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Love you. Love you, too.
Can't do nothing about it.
All right. All right, Jason, back over to you.
All right. Let's see if we got my, let me see. Hollywood. Okay, there's the square. There you go. All right.
I'm thankful that I can find the mic to open it up. That's my first thing. I'm thankful for just waking up this morning. And I'm just grateful to the Lord for that. And I'm just thankful for what He's going to do. I'm declaring and decreeing that I'll be in line up with the word that says that above all, I shall have excellent health and prosper as my soul prospers in the name of Jesus. And I'm out.
Awesome. We got Dr. Viva on the floor. Go ahead, Doc.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to all. I see the room is kind of moving fast or just, you know, going away and flowing. I'm thankful to God. And I know last week I declared that we are destroying those jokes in regards to our harm and declaring healing. And I am declaring healing for myself and all others who want to start that journey, and if they don't want to, their God will change their mind to begin it, because holding on to that harm is killing them softly, if any of y'all know that song by Roberta Flack. But I also, and good morning and peace and blessings to you, Grand, Madam Grand. And I also want to say some sad news to me, not bad, sad in a way, that, but I won't be at the Faithpreneur weekend because my sister friend is having her birthday party. This is my friend, family from kindergarten. We've been friends from kindergarten. And her mother moved her to Miami when we were like 11, but I definitely stayed around the family where they are my family. So, you know, she's having her 50th birthday. I'm leaving the 18th to be turning that Monday. So I will miss you all. I was looking really forward to it. I had took time off also from work, but she shifted the dates. And, you know, I have to go with my family. But I hope y'all have a virtual option. But definitely know I will be with you all in spirit. So I just wanted to announce that now. But I'm definitely gonna miss y'all. So, but
I will miss you too, but that's all right. We're gonna give you the option to get in, but go on with your declaration, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yes, that's it. Healing. I'm declaring healing, and that God will and I'm also learning that when you decide to heal, it separates you from people who want a trauma bomb. And I no longer want a trauma bond with people. I want healing, and I see how God is moving in my life and separating me from it, from them. And for me to be okay with that, that I really have to pray and stay committed on what God wants me to do and also what I ask Him to do. And that I'm also praying for the discipline to stay consistent because there are other things that came up in my life. So just praying for discipline and seeking His face for that too. Because it is the work. It takes practice, and we have to do something daily when it comes to our healing and how Dr. Smile said,
that unforgiveness. And sometimes, you know, it comes in different ways in regards to when we have not forgiven certain things. So that loss that I experienced. So, yes, that's my declaration, and that's what I'm thankful for. And y'all have a blessed day, and I yield my mic.
Love you. All right. Awesome. I'm just popping in and out. You know, just.
No, yeah, you good, sis. You good. All right, we got Brother John, PLC. Mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone. I am calling from Los Angeles, California. And for the first time in a very long time, Dr. Stacy and I are on the same time frame. I'm just glad to be here this morning. I am grateful for what God allowed me to do for the last 20 plus years of my life is to pray for people in Liberia. If you check out my picture 5 years ago, these two sisters from Liberia told me that day when we dressed up at my church, West Angeles Church of God in Christ, we all dressed up in our African attire, and that was a robe that was given to me 23 years ago, and I was told by a mother in Dallas, Texas, Mother Bertha Bauer, we're making you an honorary Liberian citizen. And just so grateful that I was made an honorary Liberian citizen. And what happened to my family recently, my sister did a DNA, African DNA test, and it said that we were from Liberia and we're from the Pella tribe, the same tribe that Mother Bauer is from, the exact same tribe that I've been praying for over 25 years. I'm decreeing and declaring favor as I prepare in the fall after the rainy season to go to Liberia. I'm thanking God in advance for giving me favor. He says that you've laid a harvest, you've laid a foundation of prayer for over 25 years for this country. Now go and speak over the nation and prophesy over the nation. Some of you are weeping over a church, and God is preparing you for nations. Hallelujah. There are nations that are waiting on your voice, and you're worried about one little church in one little city in one little area, people that don't have a passport, never planned to go anywhere, and don't have that ambition to do anything. But I'm decreeing and declaring favor in Liberia as I prepare to travel there in the fall and just to pick up all my heritage, pick up all the blessings that are there for me, for my family. Last thought, in the book of Psalms, it says, when the thief is found, you can ask that thief to repay you sevenfold. So I'm going to get sevenfold blessing back from my forefathers. This Father's Day, it was not just praising God for my father and my grandfather. That's as far as I knew. But this Father's Day, I was praising God for my African fathers, because the blood don't lie. And my blood says Liberia, West Africa, the Pella tribe. And I'm just praying and thanking God for this wonderful, wonderful tribe of people that I'm from. And I know, like Joseph, I'm being sent back to be a blessing to the nation. God bless you all. Don't stop praying, because you never know. The very people that you're praying for, God could be preparing you to minister to them one day. And I'm excited about what God is doing. And I decree and declare tremendous favor when I go to Liberia after the rainy season around November time frame this year, in the name of Jesus. God bless.
Awesome, awesome.
And you know, I'm double excited about that, because that's where my extended family is from. Look at the connections. God just got a way of just setting things up. But excited for you and what God will do, as you declared and decreed. To see the power of declaration, it's just something that something happens in your spirit when you start declaring and decreeing what God is doing over each and every one of our lives. So, yeah, I'm just looking at the time. I'm still here, in and out. Thank you, D. Jason Hodge. Let's see who else is here, ready to declare and decree. And shout out to everyone who might be still listening on the conference call line. I just want to check and see if anybody else is still there before you keep it moving on the platform. Star 1, if you're on the conference line and you want to tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what thanksgiving you are giving for the declarations that you have put up before the throne. Okay, let's see. But I saw someone coming through. All right, we'll come back to that because I'm not hearing that line open up, but we will try again. And I know you have some more people in Clubhouse, so we'll keep going and then we'll come back to the conference line when the next person is ready there to share and open up their mic. Back over to you, my brother.
All right, we've got Andrea Mullen. Mic is yours. And Andrea, if you're speaking, we're not hearing you, just hit the mic at the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, and it should unmute it for you to tell us where you're calling from, your name, what you're grateful for, what you're declaring. All right, there you go.
There we go. Hi, I am calling from New Jersey, and I'm first thanking God because I come on like hit or miss because I do all my own business, and this morning it popped up. So I am thankful and I'm grateful that God actually popped me into this. So I am so thankful and grateful for my life, for my business, for my family, for my sorority. Of course, seeing if I be working for free. And I am thanking God in advance for unprecedented faith, unprecedented health, unprecedented and unconditional love. So I am thanking God and declaring and decreeing unprecedented success, abundance, prosperity, health in every aspect of my life. So that is what I'm declaring and decreeing and thanking God for and hoping to be, and not hoping, but being a blessing and inspiration to people all around the world.
Amen. I love that kind of decree. Oh, Lord, that's what I'm talking about. And the more that we say it and confess it, that is what opens up the way. And the praises pave the way for the prayers to be answered and the blessings to come down. Oh, this is good to me, Jason. We got a lot of declarations up in the air.
That's, I know, right.
Carmen was busy multitasking and taking care of her meetings. I don't know if she's ready, and I'm going to just check the conference line one more again. Star one. And I want to shout out, Booker and I were playing phone tag while I was in Fort Worth, so didn't get to see Booker.
You ain't lying, we was playing phone tag, Dr. Stacey.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all know it's about to get turned up in here. I'm going to say it anyway. I don't care if we got an order. I'm getting out of order. Everybody, welcome to the best Facebook North Call on the planet. I'm going to keep it short because we got to be in order today. But you got on with the one, the only, Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. Let's get it, Doc.
Okay.
They can't stop me, Doc. They can't stop me. But you know,
look, everybody knows your name now. They know you, Booker, from Fort Worth, Texas. So go on and tell them what you're grateful for, what your Thanksgiving is, because I know you've been declaring a lot, my brother. So we gonna go on and give God praise.
Oh yeah, let me get my list out here. First of all, Booker Williams, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm grateful that yesterday I went to my checkup and I had lost 20 pounds, y'all. 20. And the nurse, she was like, how did you do it? I said, well, exercise and I don't eat before 11 and I just get my steps in. You know, it wasn't nothing drastic. I was just consistent with it. And my blood pressure is real good, so I'm very excited about that. And also, I just tell people that always, you know, I did go in, you know, I'm always in counseling and to be a better person, go and get yourself some help and forget what everybody else say. So, and another thing I want to declare and decree, by the end of this year, we're going to have 500 new members. new, not old. Because the old has to be cleared out because we are stuck in them old ways. I can't deal with it, Dr. Stacey. So I'm going to be real with y'all on this call. I've had enough of them. But I declare that my kids are going to be healthy. I got a new granddaughter. She's going to be healthy. And we're going to have great abundance. Yes, ma'am. Be trying to make me old, Dr. Stacey, but I ain't going. I'm 21, y'all.
Congratulations. So exciting.
Yes. 9 pounds and 15 ounces.
Oh, congratulations. That's a blessing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that. And also, too, today we're going to get started in about 15 minutes. If y'all know anybody that need any food, any clothing, or any other, we got a lot of resources. Y'all send them out. I'll post it on the in the corporate chat, because we still out here every week consistent, no matter rain, snow, sleet, or shine, and we getting out of here because, hey, it's hot out there. I've already been doing my exercise, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, send them out. We'll take care of them. And I just like helping people. And I declare we're going to have those people by the end of the year. And not only when you make a declaration, put a date on it. Don't be scared. God, he'll give it to you. And it says what? Ask and you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. Dr. Stacey, I be asking all the time. Hey, this book again? Hey, you know what I'm going down here? All right, Dr. Stacey, let me get out of here because I got to get, y'all just send people out here and just make it a great day. Life is too stressful anyway. And Dr. Stacey, if it's meant, we're going to get together. Watch what I tell you. Up in here.
Up in here. I love you, Booker. Thank you for sharing your Thanksgiving and declaration. Congratulations on your generation growing with Fab Baby and 500 new members. Yeah, we touching and agreeing. We
don't have them
for one another with all of our declaration, Thanksgiving praise today that God is breaking every chain as we were doing our praise and worship before. And we're just going to trust him to just be God, right? He don't need no help being God. He just need us to trust and believe that he is the God of our salvation. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, you know, we love you. There's nothing you can do about it, Booker. Thank you. And blessings as you go out.
Yeah, they're talking about granddad. They can't handle me. I ain't granddad. I ain't granddad. They can't handle me, Dr. Stacey, but I'm going to get out of here. Y'all be good. And safe travels, Dr. Stacey. Safe travels.
Thank you. Please. Pray my strength. I done had... One of my, I call her one of my other mamas. She was like, you got your compression socks. You need some compression socks on my feet. Going up and down them planes so much. So I got my compression socks just to help the circulation, as PLC McKinney likes to call me, traveling shoes ministry. But we give God praise and we thank you for that declaration. And we're going to be witnesses in the crowd of witnesses as God does exactly what you have declared over the promise over your life. So I'm excited for you, Booker, and just appreciate everything that you contribute to our family.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Dr. Stacey, did you get my message?
Yeah. What? No, sir, because I'm here.
I was wondering, was it the proper time to release that word to the man of God, Booker?
Oh, but look, he's here. Go on and give it to him.
Brother Booker?
Are you still there, Booker? He might have muted.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he's here. I'll wait till he's in the room. I don't want to go ahead, but if he's still here, I'll definitely, if you release me, I'll share that.
And also check, just to let you know, Booker may come back on Clubhouse. Because he unless he does both, he'll go on a conference line, but then he'll come back in the clubhouse to also check the room, you know, to see if he returned back.
That's okay. He does like the double dip. No, I don't see him back yet. He might have had to go and set up. So we'll wait and we'll keep the declarations going. And when the time presents itself, you can share that blessed word with him for sure. All right, Jason, I think Carmen is flashing her mic. I just looked down when PLC asked me to check my message. Saxon? Right.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. I felt like I was cheating. Not only this morning, but last week, I missed y'all so bad, I wanted to just leave the class. I was like, Lord, this ain't right. Just don't feel right. Stacey, I was spending time with our friend, Andy Enriquez. That's where I was last week. So, yeah, just didn't feel right to not spend a Saturday morning with my family. I'm so glad and grateful to be alive here in hot Houston, Texas. Lord, pray for us, Texas. It has been in double digits for the last couple of weeks, and there is no clearing in sight. So, but it could be worse. I can just say that. But I am just so grateful that we just ended. I literally just got home and after midnight last night, having our annual conference and convocation here at our church. We hosted people and pastors and bishops from around the country, and I had the honor and privilege to serve the pastors and the bishops. And if y'all know anything about those men of God, ooh, they need me, y'all. I'm tired. I'm tired in my body, but I am so full of my spirit. I met a lady, and I don't know if you know her, Dr. Stacy, but if you don't, you need to. Her name is Dr. Cassandra Scott. Ooh, when I tell you somebody that is on fire for God, she has a prayer, an international prayer ministry. And I'm going to tell you, she blessed me so much that I declare and decree that I will have an international ministry. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm being very transparent. I never wanted that until yesterday. I may have said it. I may have thought I did. To be honest with you, I'm scared to fly over the water, y'all. So I'm just keeping it real. So y'all pray my strength. But God told me that as he's been revealing to me over the last several years, you're doing it too small. You're doing it too small. I need you. And I was so blessed by this sister. Y'all know when somebody speaks and you know it is directly for you. So I declare and decree that I will be going over those shores with you, Dr. Stacy. I will be going international.
Let's get it, girl. We out here. We out.
Yes, the devil is a lie trying to keep me in this little box. No, sir. I'm out there and I'm declaring warfare over the Antichrist, because you know what? He can't stop us. It's such a time as these, y'all, that we need to continue to be loud and voiceless about who we are. And I said, that's it. People will know. I don't care if they don't have a dollar. They won't understand the dollar, because that was what God has placed in me. So I'm just so full. Y'all know how it is when you come off of your annual convocation. My goodness, I'm full. The spirit is just in me. I can't stop crying with joy. All the things that happened, the word that went through this week, and I'm just so grateful to God that allowed me to be able to serve our pastors and our bishops. And so I thank y'all again. I miss y'all. It was perfect timing. I was flashing because we on a break. And I was like, I gotta talk right now. So love you, Dr. Stacy. Be safe. Love y'all. And I'm still listening, but I'll be back on Zoom in a second. Bye.
Trust me, I understand. As I'm scurrying about to get myself together to go down and present, but to God be the glory that you are breaking through. We all these declarations that were shared last week and today, the Thanksgiving that's going up, we are all in the crowd of witnesses, trusting God and believing God for what it is that we have said, right? Because God will do what he said he will do. He is not a man that he would lie. There's no reason for him to lie. So we just thank him and we praise him that when we get into that knowing and that understanding, that settles our spirit and can give us the strength that we need to continue to take action, despite the distractions. Oh, Lord, I'm sounding crazy like my bitch is Oprah. All right, Jason, 12th is here.
We got Lakeisha on the floor. Lakeisha, mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate you so much. I'm so excited. I'm really
Wait,
so
hold
excited.
On. Hold on, Lakeisha. You said Pastor. Woo, you
oh, yeah.
Pastor Jason. Pastor Jason. Go ahead, Lakeisha.
I love it. I love it. But it is so true. But let me back to what I was going to say. I am so thankful and so excited for resilience and just seeing excited about this year. You know, this year is a transformational year. And to put a date on it, definitely on September 16th, I will be having my next Free Yourself Conference down here in Maryland. And I'm so thankful for it because I really believe that all of us need to free ourselves from bondage, free ourselves from neglect, free ourselves from feeling like we can't do, free ourselves from feeling like God is not with us, not for us, because that is a lie from the enemy. And I'm just so thankful that I am resilient and confident to understand that God has called me into this platform to speak the truth, speak my examples of what how I evaded and relieved myself from the toxic mindset of thinking that you can. And I'm just so thankful, Dr. Stacia, and so thankful, Pastor Jason, for all of this on the stage and just for us to be able to see and declare that it is true that God is with us and for us, and God is ready to give you so much more. So I'm so thankful to be on the platform to speak that. I'm thankful to be here to be able to have a voice, and I'm so thankful and grateful to be acknowledged of this presence. I'm Miss Lakeisha, and I land. Back to you, Dr. Stacia.
Oh, Lakeisha, God bless you, and definitely let's connect about what you are doing so that we can, and that's what this whole community is about, supporting our faithpreneurs in the various areas and spaces that they occupy, because there's nowhere where God is not. And that is the beauty of the fellowship, and that is the beauty of being able to learn, grow, and just be in communion with one another, as we specifically have been given roles and assignments in the marketplace in a variety of ways and spaces. So we laughed and teased Jason because everybody's been talking about him being a pastor. They used to try to give me titles and stuff, Lakeisha. And I just had to like surrender to the fact that this is the ministry where God has given me in the marketplace. But Jason, we've been trying to tell him that the Lord don't use that voice for the kingdom in a deeper way. So we are all secretly having quite a bit of a Holy Ghost party on the back end. Every time you call us, Pastor Jason, it just does something for me, honey. But that is exactly what he has done and truly been a rock for me and my family as we grow in this faith walk. So just thank you for your presence. Thank you for just participating in the breakthrough that we have declared in this room today. And everyone, I just looked down at my phone. If you have a red ticket, join the club so that you can be a part of our Faithpreneur VIP prayer family. We're here on Saturday mornings. There was a time where I would be here a lot more, but the way God has got my life set up, it's just Saturday mornings that I'm here. But we have members in the community that have their rooms, like Dr. Smile and D. Jason Hodge, that add value here in the clubhouse platform. It's the boy, so many who do different rooms. Mother Gwen started doing her room. So just follow those that are here if you're on the Clubhouse app, so that when they're participating in different conversations, different rooms, that you can pop in and support, be a blessing, get a blessing. That's how we grow this community. So for those who have come in later on, I'll just say this again, that one, we are introducing ourselves, telling everyone where you're from, what you're grateful for. And then today we're giving the Thanksgiving on the declaration that we shared last week. Last week was all about declaring and decreeing because there is power in what we speak. The power of death and life is in the tongue, right? So we're going to speak life. We're going to declare and bring God's word back to him. What looks impossible to us is just something ordinary to God that he can do. He's like, what you stressing for? I got this. I got the whole universe. What's good, people? You gonna trust me, or you gonna look at the situation and the circumstance or the God that can solve it? So that's what we're doing in the room today and preparing for Faithpreneur Weekend. Our honorees, all of our honorees will be announced next week. I just saw one of our honorees who said yes, Bishop Sean, coming on in the room. And I declared that my Thanksgiving praise is that God will fully fund all of the need for the Faithpreneur TV network official launch, which will be Faithpreneur Weekend 2023. And we will have our live portion of the Faithpreneur Weekend experience on Saturday, August 19th. So the information for that as well will be coming for you. All have been saving the date and just waiting to press in on getting your accommodations and securing your space in the building. So that is to come. That was my declaration, that God will meet every need and exceed every need as we build out this Faithpreneur TV network and take the work of Destiny Designers University to the next level. So I thank you all for your prayers, your support. There's a link in Clubhouse for those who want to be a part of the Investor Club, or share it with someone who you feel might have the capacity or the desire to see kingdom work go further, wider, and farther. Bishop Tudor Bismarck blessed my magazine and touched it when I saw him 2 years ago at ILS. He said, this is going global. And I hold on to that word, and I hold on to the ways in which every part of what we do with our training and development, with our magazine, with our annual conference, and now the network will reach the masses, touch God's people, and transform lives and communities. All right, I'm going to really mute now because I got to start grabbing up my stuff. But back over to you, Pastor Jason. Oh, I love it.
Messing with me. All right, we got Sean, Brother Sean in the room. Go ahead, Sean.
Good morning. God bless you, Pastor Jason, to Overseer, Apostle Stacy, Lottie Dotted, everybody. Okay, how y'all doing?
Hold on now, Bishop. Hold on. I heard you try to split that one up in there.
Oh, my goodness. God bless you, everybody. Good morning, Auntie Rod, Woman of God, Carmen, Apostle Gwen, everybody in the room. It's just good to be here today. We are coming to you live from actually from Jacksonville, Florida. We're here on vacation, but I'm originally from Petersburg, Virginia, representing Rhema Word Ministries, where we're under the persuasion and belief that there's a word from the Lord. And I'm just grateful every single day. I'm grateful that I made the wake up list. And it's hard to sometimes to believe that 3 years after the pandemic that we're still here, that the tribe has not spoken and could never speak concerning our destiny, that God is great and he is greatly to be praised. So I'm just grateful just to be here, just be able to enjoy some quiet time with the family. So y'all be blessed and thank you so much for allowing me to speak.
Love you, Bishop Sean. Love you, love you. And congratulations on one of our 2023 Faithpreneur Legacy Award recipients.
That's awesome. We got Brother MacArthur on the stage. Hey, bro, how you doing? Mic is yours.
Hey, good morning, family. Just stopped by to say good morning to everybody. It's been a while since I've been in the room. What I am grateful, and good morning to my mother, my mama Roz. What I'm grateful for is the opportunity to pour into the next generation. We are actually on our way to the lake with multiple carloads and truckloads of boys out of Dallas-Fort Worth taking them fishing this morning. So I am excited that we get the opportunity to pour into these young men and encourage these young men and just teach them a different way of life. And most importantly, just to love on them and listen to them, because sometimes as parents and adults, we don't listen to our children. So for us today, for me, I'm going on this trip so I can listen to these young boys, so I can be of service to them. So that's what I'm grateful for this morning. And thank you guys for allowing me to be in the room.
Amen. Awesome. Good to hear your voice, MacArthur. Great to hear your voice and safe travels that you pour into those children. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is awesome. Wow. That's good stuff. All right, we got Sister Ladrine on the stage. Hey, sis, mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning, my good people. I totally understand and feel calming in her making a statement about missing you all. Man, my Saturdays have been crazy, and I try to tell the world, don't schedule anything on Saturday from 9 till about 11:30, depending on how the Holy Ghost after party goes. But in sincerity, I miss you all. I'm Ladrine Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland. And today I'm truly humble and grateful for the mountaintop. The mountaintop. So many times we get in a state and we often forget to take a moment and just thank God for his grace and for the mountaintop. And I was sharing in another space about people looking at you and seeing where you are and feeling a certain way, hearing you on, but really not understanding that climb that you had to take in order to get to the
to the mountaintop. And then also understanding that we go through things in life, and I've just been in a reflection mode. So June is the month of my birthday, and I've always done like reflections over the years just to kind of like reflect back on life. But this year specifically, I made it about focusing on the journey that God has taken me through, has brought me through, and where I am now, and even the journey that he may have ahead of me. And I think I'm thankful for this moment of being able to breathe. It's so much that has gone on in my life, but I'm thankful to be able to breathe. And I understand much better now that out of everything that I went through, that God was using me to help magnify his glory. And that's the thing that we have to remember and to understand, that everything is for God's glory. And when we're able to do that, things will fall in place so wonderfully. It's just like speaking engagement after speaking engagement, opportunities are just coming forth, right? And I can transparently say that it was a point in my life that I was like, all right, God, give me past this talking about healing. Give me past that. Like, I talk about do it. Let me get back to my business and helping people with their business and whatever. But how many of you know and understand that God has a journey for us? And all of those things that I learned from business, whether it be in school, getting my MBA or whatever it was, that it was a journey of God's plan to set you up for where he would have you to be. And no, it doesn't always feel good, pretty from the surface of the outside, but we have to be careful about outside versus inside. Tell y'all that right now, today, at this very moment, my inside feels so good. And Pastor Sean, you almost had me about the schedule for a meetup. We were supposed to go to Jacksonville as one part of it, but my grandson and I are in South Miami and going to Pompano Beach, Florida. And I'll be working remotely next week. So thank God for remote work. But I'm just saying all that to say, if you're in and it just don't look like us is up, you're in your season, what you're going through, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and remember that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is constant. Doesn't matter what your situation is. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Our situation changes. Our feelings changes. Our love changes. The level of faith that we need changes, but God never changes. So God bless the room. God bless you, Dr. Stacy. I love you. God bless everybody. I'm not going to start naming because I will forget somebody. God bless every single person in this room. And Dr. Stacy, let me say it. I love you more.
Look, I'm not going to fuss this morning. I'm not going to fuss. But yes, we are in the declaration last week, and this week is the Thanksgiving for what we have declared and what we wait with expectancy for. So just grateful for you, my sister, and thank you for being here. I'm probably going to go into silent mode for like the next 5 or 10 minutes, my brother. So I know we might have somebody else joining us. I think I see Sandra, and then you have to share what you're grateful for in your declaration, and then we'll start winding down. And if I'm able, I'll pray out the room. And if I'm not, maybe we can have Bishop pray us out today, unless there are others that are coming in to be a part of the fellowship. So over to you, Jason.
All right. And we've got Sandra on the stage. I want to
say, Pastor Jason.
See, we got Sandra on the stage. Go ahead, Sandra.
Mike, good yours. Morning to all. This was God's divine time because I've never been in the room before. And my phone went off and I'm like, okay, God, let me see what this is about. And Pastor Jason, I have to tell you, when I first heard your voice, I'm like, you're either apostle, because your voice, you have the voice. And then people start saying you was a pastor. But to me, you're the apostle. So whichever flavor of the Kool-Aid you want to walk in, you need to walk in it because you have the voice that ears need to hear. Okay, that's my spiel for you right now. But I'm
I am thankful for just this moment, for just this moment in time, because we all go through things. And I've been through a lot, but I am thankful that for this moment. And it's amazing, before I even got on your into your house, I was thanking God that, because I do homeless, I service the homeless. That's my passion. And I had a stroke 3 years ago, so all my dreams and visions I wanted to do fell apart because I wasn't able to get around like I wanted. But through the past 3 years, God has strengthened me, and I'm back on course. So the most thing that I am thankful for, that my transitional home for the homeless in Montgomery, Alabama, will manifest before the year's out, and I rest my mind.
Ooh, wait, you better come on up in here with that powerful declaration. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And you heard that, Pastor Jason.
Oh, boy.
Apostle, I don't know which flavor. He said, look, that's my kind of sister right there. That's what I'm talking about, sister. So I'll just call the thing what it is. It is what it is. Anyhow, we bless God. We bless God. But we are touching and agreeing with you, and it is so. In Jesus' name, that's the kind of crazy faith we have up in this room, honey. Amen. So we just give God glory. But you got to go on and give your thanks for being Pastor Jason. I mean, just give your thanks. And then we can close.
Well, I say one thing. Okay, so I declared beginning or launching the book, Mastering Your Media, for this year at Faithpreneur Weekend. So I am thankful for that. I have been chiseling away at it, and it's coming along beautifully. So I declare and decree a successful launch, and that it's going to help many lives to master their media. So that's going to be awesome. And that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for being in here, grateful for my family, grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for all the blessings that God has given me, and, you know, just what I see him doing in this time. You know, there's a really deep pruning going on, and I see it in a lot of people in my circle, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. So praise God. Baruch Hashem. All right. And I'm done.
Amen. I'm so excited. You know, just yet one of the many fruits of what has happened here in the Destiny Designers community, that this has been the safe place for the training and development of faithpreneurs, because it's not just the technical training of the business skills that are required in order for you to create and build your personal economies, but it is the fidelity to God, the ability to build God's way and to understand how he speaks, how he moves, how he reveals his promise for our lives. That's the beauty of the faithpreneur journey, and that there's nowhere where God is not. He is in everything, sees everything, knows all things, and has predestined your plan for your life. And we get to discover and uncover those mysteries, right? He that dwells in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that comes with building that relationship, getting closer with him so that you understand the true revelation of God's word. Because it's not just the letter of the word, it's not the information, but the revelation, of which I have been really seeing in a different and a deeper way. And I thank God for PLC McKinney, as we've been bouncing off so many confirmations of different things that God has been doing over the years that we didn't know how it was all fitting together. But look at God. Nobody can do you like Jesus. That's all I can say. And I'm just so excited to be on this journey of faith with each and every one of you. So we can bring the room to a close today, and give you free to go and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. As we get ready to pray out today, and I thank God again for my husband being my covering and dealing with all of my stuff. It's a lot to be married to me. God had to make him special. to deal with all the different things his wife doing out here. But we give God glory for his ministry. Because he, like Jason, the two of them, think that they can just, you know, support and kind of sometimes be in the background. But God is pulling and calling you forth. But I'll wait till Faith No Weekend to get into that a little bit more. But I am excited that we get to do this thing called Life Together. And all the declarations that have gone up before the throne, all the thanksgiving in advance of what we see, but trusting what we know, that God will honor every single praise that has gone up on the declarations that were decreed, that God will anoint each and every one of us to be bold soldiers for the kingdom, that when people see us, they see God in us. You know, when I come into these rooms, especially traveling in my position as president, they ask me, what theme song do I want? And I chose Mary Mary, The God in Me, because I want people to understand when I walk in a room, it's not Stacy walking in a room. It's God ordaining my steps. It's him that gets the glory. It is he that gets the glory for everything that I do. And that's ministry. This whole saying yes to be the leader of a 103-year-old organization of Find a Woman, this is all God. Trust me. This wasn't on my list of things to do. It was something that people had spoken over my life for years. And I said, oh, you know, that's flattering. That's nice. But I thought that with everything else God has me doing, it did. Wasn't part of it. But clearly he had a different plan. And when I walk in and when I serve my sisterhood, I want them to know it's the God in me. It's him directing and leading to honor the visionary five women who set out to blaze a new trail 103 years ago on January 16, 1920. So I am just thrilled to see the way the move of God is continuing to unfold, not only in my life, but in the life of those around me. You know, one of the songs that I love is Bless Me by Kirk Franklin and Maverick City, because they went in my prayer closet and took out my prayer, that my blessing is not just for me, but so that everyone around me can have everything they need. And that is what this safe place is about, and the opportunity for us to grow together so that we can contribute to moving forward the good news of the gospel, going through the high moments, the challenging moments, and the joyous moments that all make up this thing called life. The ebbs and flow. But God's got us, and there's nothing that we can do about it. And I was just about to pray. Wait, is that Sister Annette? Oh, my sister, my love and condolences. I've been traveling, and I heard the news, and we just want you to know that this community continues to wrap our arms of love around you. It is great to see you here in this space. We are declaring and decreeing the Thanksgiving praise after we put up the declaration. That's what the room assignment was today. After everyone introduces themselves, tell them where you're from, what you're grateful for, your Thanksgiving praise. And I know you've been through a lot, so I can't wait to hear your Thanksgiving over what you're declaring on the next for your life, my dear sister. So it's so good to see you here, and you know how much we love you.
Oh, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I thank God for each and every one of you. I see the faces that have prayed with me, prayed for me, prayed over me over the years. It has been a long and challenging road with the care of my mom. She passed away June 3rd, and I thank God that I finally got the nerve and the guts to be able to tell her at her worst time. They had her, you know, on the morphine and Haldol. It was just, she was suffering so. And I got time by myself to tell her, Mommy, I love you so much. Thank you for creating and growing me into the woman I am. And I just, she couldn't even open her eyes, but I felt she could hear me. And I just spoke love and kindness and praise over her. And then I ended tearfully with telling her that it was okay to go. I was going to be okay. And whew, just saying that today. And I'm okay. And I thank God that I am okay. And I was so worried for so long and would beg her, please don't leave me. I don't have anyone. And she'd say to me, but baby, you have God and you have family and you have friends. You'll never be alone. And now that she's gone, the outpouring of love, support, concern, check-ins has been overwhelming from people all over the world, because my mom was a jet setter before it was a fashionable thing to do back in the day. She's traveled, and I've been grateful that I've had her. She made it to 99 and a half. What a long life. And she was such a remarkable woman and impact. Thousands of people are calling in and giving me stories of her impact and her influence. So I thank God that he used her to bring me through this life. I thank God for this community that has supported me. And thank God for community. It's so important, because times like this, and for everything I've been through, you all have been there. And I got the pleasure and honor of meeting Roz like a month ago in person. And it was mind blowing. You know, she happened to be in Maryland and texted me. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're in Maryland. Wherever you are, I'll be. And she said, well, I'm headed to Laurel. Where do you live? I said, I live in Laurel. She said, I'm headed to the farmer's market. That's like 3 minutes from my house. I met her and her friend at the farmer's market. Then we had a wonderful meal afterwards. And it was just wonderful to meet one of the community in person. And LaDreen, I am calling you. It's a shame she's so close. And Darren, that I have not, you know, we've reached out, but I haven't done it. So I guess in closing, with my mom's passing, I have periods where I'm just like bawling my eyes out. But I'm thankful that I'm okay. And it's difficult, and I miss her. And more than anything, I miss her voice. But then Jason, God bless Jason, eons ago said to me, sometimes when you're with her voice, and I did, and I can play that back. And sometimes I would interview her about mommy. It had to be hard. She was retired principal from New York City Bronx public schools. How did you make it as a black immigrant coming to the United States? How did you make it as a black woman back in the day when people weren't supervisors? They were teachers, they were paraprofessionals, but you had to fight your way up through the ranks. And she imparted that knowledge on me that I'll hold dear in her voice. So I am so thankful for that. And lastly, I'm thankful for, my mom would always say, so reap, you will reap what you sow. And I understand now that this is absolutely my season, that I am reaping all the years of work and ministry that my great-great-great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, grandmother, mother did in the world, and that I've done following their examples, because I'm blessed beyond what I could even imagine, the drip, drip, drip favor over my life right now. I thank God for that. And that's all I have to say.
My God, we thank God for you. We felt that. We praise God for your strength. We praise God for the way you are honoring your grandmother, your great-great-grandmother, and all the foremothers whose names you may not know. We praise God for your strength during the grief, because grieving is real, but we grieve differently when we know where we are going. And your mother, what a blessing. She has blessed so many of us hearing about her testimony. So we just give God praise and glory and thanks for her life. Thanks for the fact that you get to carry on the legacy, and that everything that you have declared and decreed will come double, triple fold in your life. And we love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And we just praise God for you, my dear sister, because we've been on this journey following, listening, and supporting. And now we're praising him for the angel that is looking down from above and at the right hand, right? Just giving God praise. So that's my baby. That's my daughter down there doing some incredible and amazing things. So you be encouraged, and we decree and declare that in this next season, all those blessings that they have stored up for you come down like a waterfall over your life.
So just be encouraged and know that we are touching, agreeing, and celebrating the gift of your mom through you. Oh, Annette, I'll tell you, that just warmed my heart. All right, well, D. Jason Hodge, is there anybody else that we missed?
No, actually, that is everybody. They popped up, had their say. So, wow. Been a beautiful day. Wow.
It has been. Well, I am going to ask Bishop if he is available to pray us out, to seal all of the praise declarations that have gone up today, and to know that we are covered under the blood from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And as we trust God to do the impossible, because he specializes in that, that we will continue to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I'm trusting him for every need met and exceeded for the Faith Fanora TV network launch, Faith Fanora Weekend 2023. So thank you all for touching, agreeing, and sharing in the link if you're in Clubhouse. And just looking out for the other communications that's coming. So, Bishop, are you able to pray?
Yes, ma'am. Let me turn this music down a little bit first.
Okay.
This is the God in Me, the Joshua Rogers version that I love playing so much. But we thank you again, Dr. Stacey, for your faithfulness in showing up every single week and for the words of encouragement that you give. And we just thank God just for this room and for everyone that thought it not robbery to come into the room today. But Father, we bless you. We bless you, God, because only you, God, could create an app, Lord God, and a system that will bring us together, Lord God, and curate the conversations, God, that we need to hear, Lord God, to stimulate us, God, for the future, God, to propel us into our destinies. And we thank you, God, so much for the visionary of this club, Dr. Stacey Graham. God, we just pray, God, that everything she puts her hand to do this year, God, that you would bless it, Lord God. We decree and declare over Faithpreneurs Weekend, Lord God, that it will be debt-free, drama-free, disease-free. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we just thank you, God, for our lives. And God, we just thank you for every declaration, God, that has been put into the atmosphere. We decree that we will have what we have decreed in the name of Jesus. You said we could decree a thing and it would be established for us. So we thank you, Lord God, for the faithfulness of your word. And God, we just bless you, Lord God, for everyone that will catch the replay, for everyone that's in this room. We pray that you would give them a blessed weekend, Lord God, that favor would follow them, Lord God, that they would want for no good thing today in the name of Jesus. Dismiss us from this room, but never from your presence. These and all blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.
Oh, amen. I was praising so much I couldn't find it. But yes, Lord, I received that prayer. And I thank you, Bishop. We give God the glory and the praise. I'm not in studio, so I can't play the closeout praise and worship music. So I don't know, Bishop, you were playing that other version of the God in Me. If you want to just play that a little bit, and then Jason, you can shut the room down after a few stanzas of the song. I don't know if you're driving, Bishop, so if you're driving, don't do it.
I got it. I got it.
All right, he's going to play a little bit.
Here we go.
And the room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Y'all have an amazing week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.